Nós estávamos vendo não este assunto das vias supraterrestres.
We have been looking at this subject of the supraterrestrial pathways.
Muitos membros desta vida supraterrestre.
And many members of this supraterrestrial life spent some time on Earth.
Eram chamados de mestres,
and here on Earth they were called masters, they were called teachers. They were supraterrestrial beings. Beings that did not belong to this Earth.
Pôde-se reconhecer estes seres não pelos
These beings were not recognized
famosos,
because of any famous event linked to them.
Mas pôde-se perceber que eram
But one could identify them as supraterrestrials because when the opportunity arose
casas,
to leave the earth to return
disseram,
home,
eu vou ficar aqui ajudando.
They said, no, I'm going to stay here to help.
Mesmo.
So these really were supraterrestrial beings.
Enquanto for
I'm going to stay on here helping as long as necessary.
Deles sempre ia escolhendo os lugares
And each
onde havia
one of them always chose the places where there was most suffering,
onde poderia ser mais necessário.
Places where the being would be most needed.
Então nós
And
temos
they saw this.
Exemplos, não,
And
seres.
So we have many examples
Agora,
of these beings.
Esses seres supraterrestres,
Now, these supraterrestrial beings
aqui, ou que ficaram aqui,
who are here or who were here,
conhecer,
because they can be here and we don't even notice them, they don't
Eles
even let themselves be recognized,
de quando
these
em quando
beings decide
para suas moradas,
to go back home once in a while,
novos conhecimentos,
to acquire new knowledge,
A experiência que eles fizeram aqui.
To assimilate
então,
the experience they went through here.
Que esteja entre nós, doado,
so, supraterrestrial beings who are amongst us, giving of themselves, may not stay on here forever.
Dele,
they go back to their dwelling,
atualiza lá, ele aprende
refurbish
mais,
their knowledge there, learn more,
tem que evoluir,
acquire new information, because
lá.
The earth also has to evolve.
Não é?
And they have to acquire knowledge over there. That's where the knowledge is.
E muitos ficam
so they go there, learn new things, then come back here. And many keep on making this journey
Mas
back and forth.
Quando eles voltam para lá,
But when they go back there
mais conhecimento,
to acquire more knowledge,
separação.
There is no separation.
Nós é que dizemos, ele voltou para lá.
We are the ones who say, they went back there, they came here. For them, there is none of this. When they say they need more knowledge, they are over there in consciousness. Their consciousness is both there and here, do you see? Consciousness is both there and here. Consciousness is one. But when it is focused here, we say they are here.
Focaliza lá,
or when the consciousness is focused over there, we say they are over there. But the consciousness
então,
is present in both places.
Não está em nenhum lugar,
so a supraterrestrial is not really anywhere. A supraterrestrial that is evolving
é cada vez mais ampla.
Has a consciousness that becomes
então,
wider and wider. So there are some supraterrestrials that are omnipresent, present in various places everywhere. But we can be supraterrestrials if our consciousness is in the fiery worlds, if our consciousness is in the distant worlds, besides being here in this subtle world, where the terrestrials are present mentally, emotionally, and physically.
Estes supraterrestres
Very often these supraterrestrials
aqui,
who have been here
aqui no Ocidente.
Appeared here in the West. In the East they were well known because the Orientals, well, because you probably remember when you were Orientals how you were open to these things. Now here in the West they appeared even physically for people to be able to believe because the West has other rays. The West has the task to develop practical things, eventually to be able to transmute matter. So here in the West, everyone is very practical. And someone says, look, there's a superterrestrial over there. The person looks but does not see anything.
Isto não... Não funciona.
Because in the West, this doesn't work.
Então, eles chegaram a aparecer
so
aqui.
They went so far as to appear here,
conosco,
to be present here among us.
Olha, nós somos
they even
isso.
Said, look, we are such and such.
Feito.
This was
não é
done.
Não tivessem deixado
they
de tentar
tried
tudo.
To do just about everything.
No Oriente, eles tinham
in the East,
núcleos.
They had nuclei.
Tinham núcleos. Que até se refletiam no
nuclei
plano físico,
that were even reflected on the physical level,
grandes monastérios,
like the great monasteries,
ermidas de eremitas,
the hermitages.
Eles tinham no Oriente,
in the East,
até núcleos,
they formed nuclei, various
ermidos,
nuclei, where many of them were gathered.
E tiveram também
and they also formed materialized nuclei.
Por exemplo,
for example,
na França,
in France,
na Alemanha,
in Germany,
na Inglaterra,
in England,
na Rússia,
in Russia,
na Itália,
in Italy,
no Egito,
in Egypt.
E vocês já ouviram falar nesses núcleos?
And have you ever heard about these centers?
Não estão nos mapas.
They are not on the maps.
Os historiadores não falam deles.
Historians don't mention
não
them.
Os conheceram.
They didn't know
e quem
about
os conheceu de perto porque estavam materializados.
And of those who did know them, because they even had materialized centers, very few recognized who they were.
Contato, mas não os
they were in contact with these
por
beings,
exemplo,
but they did not recognize them. For example, Saint Germain, who was a superterrestrial being.
Ficou até quando pôde.
Saint Germain stayed on, incarnated as long as he could. But then, with the probability of being guillotined, he thought it would be better to dematerialize himself. Because it would not be good for the planetary karma for a superterrestrial to be guillotined. It wouldn't be good for the planetary karma. So he stayed on as long as he could. Even though the ones who were supposed to give heed to him paid no attention whatsoever, and those who should have listened to him, those who were in charge of the politics at the time, paid no attention to him, didn't listen to him. Some did even believe in him because he did everything he could. He even performed magic, he went through walls in front of the people. It was not something hidden. Not even with all this, did the people listen to him? They didn't listen.
Muitas missões foram enviadas à Terra.
Many missions of these superterrestrials were sent to Earth.
Por exemplo,
for example, in one of these missions, homeopathy was introduced.
Foi uma grande, grande feito isso.
This was a great accomplishment.
E foi deixado aqui fisicamente, porque a homeopatia
and this teaching was left here
então,
physically because homeopathy exists
deixaram
physically. So it was not
isto,
just a visit. They left homeopathy behind here tangibly.
Porque
and we ourselves don't even know what it meant. Because ever since homeopathy
criada,
was created,
usaram homeopatia,
all these people who used homeopathic medication
venenos,
avoided the poison of common
então,
medication.
Nós sabemos
so
que
we know that few people have
não
made use of homeopathy because the number of those who use homeopathy cannot
poucos
be compared with those
homeopatia.
Who use allopathic medication. It's a minority.
So
few people made use
foram
of homeopathy, but we don't know what this means. All these people avoided poisoning their bodies by using medicinal drugs that we usually take. But those who took up homeopathy avoided these. So there were many areas of physical cells were saved. And these superterrestrials dealt with this very openly, saying this very clearly.
Numa outra dessas incursões,
well, in another of these visitations,
ideia,
they implanted the idea
uma
that here we need a universal language.
Não foi possível compor uma
it was
língua
not
universal.
Possible
isso
to set up a
possível.
Universal language. It was
mas
not possible.
Disso,
but since this could not be done,
de uma das
they
existia,
made one of the existing
possível.
Languages become as universal as
eles
possible,
vieram,
you see?
Não conseguiram
they came,
uma língua
but what were not able to set up a universal language for everyone, but they did manage to make one of these human languages
possível.
That existed become as universal as possible. And what for? To help commerce or to help tourism? No, this is not the reason. It's because if there is a universal language, if there's one language that everyone can speak, the languages in each region will be preserved. They will not be tampered with. Because if you use one language in the whole world, the language of each region, of each nation, is preserved, is not tampered with. That language goes on. Because the original languages, the mother tongues, according to the superterrestrials, are very important sounds, regardless of the meaning of the words, regardless of how they are being used. But those are sounds that correspond to inner movements of the individuals of that specific region. So the language of a region, the language of a country, the language of a nation is the preservation of a specific sound. It is the preservation of a specific vibration that will maintain a certain integrity there. So a language is something very serious. According to the superterrestrials, I'm saying this because it is what the superterrestrials say. These ideas do not come from here because here people think that a language is alive when it changes every day. Isn't this what they say? Oh, this language is so alive, it's changing all the time, and new words are going into the dictionary. But this is the contrary, the opposite of reality. Because if new words are continually being included in the dictionary, if that language is alive, quote-unquote, as people think here, that language no longer exists as a vibratory emission. That language is no longer part of the structure of consciousness of those people. For this to happen, a language must remain intact. The language must be a continuous emission of sound. And for a new word to be inserted there, for something new, something current to be introduced there, it has to come from within the individuals to be able to merge into that set of sounds. This can evolve, it can increase, but this is not the notion of a live language that we have. So this semi-universal language that all should speak was set up. This second language, this universal language, but not all people speak it. So this aim was not fulfilled. So all of us should speak this universal language so that our own language could be preserved, that it could be preserved on the level of sound, the level of vibration that it is meant to have. This was not totally attained, but at least partially attained. So see how the visible work of the superterrestrials brings no compensation to them, because it is not accepted, because it is not followed, or because we do not adapt ourselves to it, because we conform to certain things. But the superterrestrial energy is continually stimulating us, continually bringing stimulus, continually bringing life, bringing soul, bringing spirit. This is why when we want to contact superterrestrials, we should not use photos or images or use petrified things, static things, because they are no longer there. This is such a rapid, dynamic movement. This is such a dynamic presence. And that which is their light, that which is their spirit, that which is their energy, is so alive, so dynamic, that there's no way you can photograph it. There's no way. So you cannot crystallize superterrestrials. Let's say you have been given permission to tell about your meeting with a superterrestrial being. When you begin to describe that meeting, the being himself is already completely different. He has already moved on, cycles ahead. since the time you met up with him. It's no longer that which you are describing. And you are perhaps giving a crystallized idea to someone else. So, when you talk about this, when you transmit this, or when you take in this idea for yourself, this theme of the superterrestrials, get ready not to stop anymore. Get ready to be in continual movement, inner movement. Get ready to be always changing. And for things to be changing inside and in outside of you, prepare yourself for this. Well, for this to come about, and for us not to do what others have always done with them, and with what they have brought us, we have to carefully preserve the meaning of unity. So see, what tremendous effort a supraterrestrial consciousness has to make in order to come down here. Because we are not very united. We don't really know what unity is. So for you to have a supraterrestrial being as close as possible, so that you can perceive him, you have to exorcise the disunity that is within you. This is basic. Now, we here on the surface of the earth are so disunited that some even think they are united, but they are not. Here, no one is united. This is why superterrestrials are not recognized. So unity is something we really have to think about. We have to ponder on this. We have to attract this sense of unity. And we have to discover in ourselves in what aspect we are disunited and ask for light to bring about this unity in us. This unity has to begin with us. Because this unity has to reflect on the others. There has to be unity with everything. There has to be unity with everyone. See how much is lacking so that they can be here walking among us and for them to be here openly. They might even be here, but we don't recognize them. We don't perceive them. Because unity is indispensable for this to happen. Disunity for the superterrestrials is dissonance. So for a superterrestrial being to be here, it's as though he were hearing an unending dissonance, disharmony, something dissonant that doesn't stop. This is the lack of unity. This is how it resounds in space. When we speak of superterrestrials, we are talking about space. Because since they are united, they are one with space. So if we are talking about superterrestrials, and that it is important to be aware of unity, this is true of space as well. Because in space we produce real dissonance, and space cannot reveal itself to us. We cannot be in space like the angels. We cannot be in space like some birds. And we cannot be in space like them. Because in a certain way, the superterrestrials themselves are space. They are here, they are in other dwellings, in other worlds. So it's a question of unity, of nurturing unity. And we would have to realize that whenever we are disunited, whenever we do anything that divides, whenever we do not apply unity in our lives, in everything, with everyone, we are attacking space. So space in this planet, outer space in this planet, is very much assaulted, is very fragmented. This space is very shattered. Because of the disunity prevalent here, because of the lack of unity.
Esta desunião traz
this disunity brings discord.
Traz mal-entendidos.
It brings misunderstanding.
Traz aquela situação de duas pessoas não poderem se entender.
It causes those situations in which two people cannot get along.
No espaço, isso traz consequências imediatas.
And in space, this has immediate consequences. It offends space.
Isso é como se fosse golpe no espaço.
This is like a shock in space.
Se o espaço não fosse a entidade que é,
if space were not the entity it is, much stronger than all the of humanity's disunity, if space were not the strong entity it is, it would have already become all fragmented of space because of all the disunity, because of all the dissonance that is radiated to it. This dissonance in space that we emit hinders us from communicating with superterrestrial beings.
Nós não nos comunicamos por falta de aparelhos.
It is not for lack of equipment that we fail to communicate, or for lack of our development. We cannot communicate
entre nós e eles, no espaço, tem dissonância.
Because there is dissonance in space between them and us. There are things that disunity produces in space.
Disunity, this
our disunified, aggressive, separative way of being, we say, oh, that person. We can see that it shows disdain. It shows exclusion. Or if it is not expressing exclusion or disdain, it is saying, that is something different. This in space produces a dissonance that hinders us from communicating.
Nós não estamos nos comunicando com estes irmãos.
We are failing to communicate with these elder brothers, not because they are not attuned,
e não porque haja
and not because there is some real factor that is blocking our communication. We can't communicate because we are disunited.
Que nós vivemos aqui,
and this disunity that we are living here, or this lack of unity,
que nós emitimos,
this dissonance
quando falamos,
we emit when we talk,
sobre o outro,
when we refer
as coisas,
to others,
as
to things, this rejection,
toda,
all this dissonance,
cria no espaço uma rede,
this creates
toda fragmentada,
a fragmented network in space that blocks communication.
Não tem como você se comunicar.
So there is no way you can communicate.
Que haja ou trabalho especial.
There has to be some special work done
para haver uma comunicação
in order to
então
communicate.
Aqui, precisa se pegar
and here,
elemento daqui,
we have to have an element from here.
Canal aqui,
we have to have a channel from here to prepare
ele poder
the person
começar a receber.
So that he or she may begin
e
to receive.
Vai uma misericórdia tão
and
grande,
so much
vai trabalho,
mercy
tão
goes
largo,
into this.
Vai tanto
such hard work goes into this.
Deles,
so much love goes into this on their part. Because they keep on working with channels that are not perfect.
Unidos.
They are not perfectly united.
Então, nós não podemos imaginar
so we cannot
o que
imagine
custa de amor.
How much love, how much energy of love, how much second ray is needed for a message of theirs to reach here. For some knowledge they have and that we don't have to reach us here. For superterrestrial knowledge to reach us here, cosmic love has to permit one of us to be a channel, even though the channel may not be perfect, because there are no perfect beings here on the surface of the earth. So even though there may be no perfectly unified being, this cosmic love, this profound mercy, this superterrestrial consciousness finds a way to prepare someone, even though it might be to receive only that one message and the person can go on his or her own way. Do you understand this? Do you see what happens? Do you understand what consciousness is there? What is working with us? What is working with the earth?
Aqui, dos principais motivos
here, one of the main
de não poder haver esta comunicação contínua
for not having this ongoing communication
é uma
is not only this.
Que precisa ser respeitada,
it's something that also has to be respected because it is necessary and will go on for a long time.
Como
it's human free will.
Livre-arbítrio,
since humanity has free will, and when one has free will, one never knows how things will end up.
Então, como aqui, a gente nunca
since here,
sabe
we
como
never
é
know how things will
pouco,
be a little further on, because all of us have free will, and we can do what we like. This stands in the way of this communication. It stands in the way of this communication because superterrestrial consciousness is not on the level of this free will. This superterrestrial consciousness functions on the level of laws, the laws of specific levels of consciousness. And law is law. Law has to match law.
Que fazem
so
parte
certain
de um
laws
certo nível de conhecimento,
that are part of a certain level of knowledge,
não tem comunicação aqui porque
certain
aqui
laws
tem livre
cannot communicate here because here we have free
um
will. And we don't know what will happen
que o homem
right after the communication, what humans will do with that
porque
communication. Because humans have free will. Superterrestrial consciousness has knowledge for everything that is needed, everything.
Qualquer problema que exista na Terra, por falta de conhecimento, a consciência supraterrestre
sabe resolver. The superterrestrial consciousness can resolve any problem that might exist on Earth for lack of knowledge, but this cannot be resolved as it could appear to be. Because of our free will. Because no one knows what we will do next with that knowledge that we acquired. No one knows what we will do next. For example, once our karmic bonds have been dissolved, because there are radiations of superterrestrial healing consciousnesses that can dissolve any nodule, that can resolve anything of ours. Healing could take place on any level, healing of everything. There's nothing that cannot be healed. But how can this work openly if no one knows what we are going to do once we are healed? Because many people are ill so that they will not have the strength to do evil. We don't know what they would do if they were not ill, do you see? So one doesn't know what will happen next because of our free will. So this is the enormous difference between the superterrestrial consciousness and ours, because free will only exists here on our mental level. And this has to be transcended. We have to transcend this so that we can begin to make higher contacts. And with our free will, this is not possible. See, I had a little experience in this regard. During a certain phase, I was living with two or three persons who had contact with superterrestrials, and we used to go to make these contacts. And I used to notice, when those persons were using their free will, the only thing that happened was for some lights to appear flickering and space vessels going by, that's all. That was already a lot, a work of mercy. When those persons transcended the level of free will and were at another locus of consciousness, superterrestrial consciousnesses would become present, even bringing messages, even bringing healing, bringing security, support, bringing a science that does not exist here, that really does not exist here. But this superterrestrial love is infinite. It's infinite. And we can count on this love. We can count on this help. We can count on receiving whatever we need because of this love. But not that we deserve it at all. So see, when one of us makes a contact, and it can happen, as we've seen, through love it can happen, when something superterrestrial happens to come down, to channel, to act, to flow through us, we should become very united to that, very united to that, and we should hand it over to our highest level that we can conceive and not put it into effect right away. We should hand that over to our highest level and let our highest level dispose of that. This applies to a blessing, to some well-being we might feel. It applies to some inner healing we might receive from this consciousness. This applies to everything out of the ordinary that may happen to us. We should not rush into doing things because we don't have a lot of experience to work in an unusual way. So we take what we received, hand it over to our soul, and let our soul organize that. Let our soul guide that, let our soul channel that, because a great strength will come out of it. The soul, we on the soul level, on the intuitive level, beyond this subtle mental, emotional, and physical, etheric level, the soul has a way to unite all this with greater cosmic energies. And then it's as though we, imperfect as we are, we, disunited as we are, could even be participating in superterrestrial service. We can take part in this service and this relationship to Earth. Because if any one of us relates to superterrestrial consciousness, this means that it is the Earth that is relating, and that planetary relationship is being strengthened, being confirmed. Whenever we address them, whenever you address either a hierarchy or a consciousness or a being, or you address God, whenever you turn to something elevated, and this depends on space, because space is the intermediary. If it's not the physical space, it's the inner space, but there is always space to be crossed. Always do this in your mother tongue, so that transmission through space will be made easier. So if your mother tongue is Portuguese or English, think in Portuguese or English when you are working with this. Or speak in Portuguese. Be careful to think in Portuguese or English, because the space will be freer. What you send out will cross space more directly. This is different to your thinking in another language, thinking in another tongue, because we can know two or three languages, and suddenly one thinks in English, one thinks in Spanish. Think, work, get into your own language to carry out these contacts. Because then they are carried out simply and purely. Space does not have to translate your waves. And it is received over there in a pure way. It is not received translated. This is a fact. But since we always need something practical, something technical, for things not to be too vague, hold on to this, because it is very important. So I could say here, oh, my Lord, will get there, without any doubt, it will get there. But it's not the same thing as my saying, oh, Senhor. In space, this is not the same thing. My Lord gets through space. Oh, Senhor gets through space. Each is another language. And this is your tone. This is your way, your tool to go far, far, far. From the point of view of space, of subjective space, and also of physical space. And these things should be carried out very privately, very hidden. To use a symbolic phrase, this should take place in an empty environment, symbolically. That is, you should be there so alone, so hidden, that nobody knows about this. You should be there so secretly for this to have more strength. These are not laws of the earth. Here on earth, it is important to gather 10,000 people and make an appeal. Here on earth, but not over there. So here are some keys that are different for us to work, for us to act immediately without having to wait for great evolutions, for great transformations, because these follow earthly movements. They follow the movements of evolution, which is implemented here, and for which we have all respect, love, and gratitude. But supraterrestrial consciousness is giving us keys for another kind of evolution, so that we can prepare ourselves and not be confined. Because the role of supraterrestrial consciousness is to make us become supraterrestrial. It is to make Earth a sacred planet, a planet with a cosmic consciousness. Isn't this so? Here, then, are some simple, small keys we need to engage in this relationship and to enter these pathways, for us not to be confined to earthly situations, because each one of us who expands a little, each one of us who is a little more freed from earthly situations, will help this world to change, and also to put us in attunement with a broader consciousness, a consciousness which, after all, is in the entire cosmos and the distant worlds, and it makes a great difference if it is here close to us. And here there is a question about mantras in the I Ching language, because we talked about the need to know a universal language, and that this language is fairly disseminated, and that we would have to keep the languages that are specific to our regions, because of their vibration and sound, and to preserve a certain level of vibration and the harmony of that nation, and for the harmony of that people to be helped by the sound, the vibration of that language that is in use there. Then the person is asking, what about mantras in I Ching? If we should address the higher powers in our own languages, what about the I Ching language? The I Ching language represents cosmic communication, and not simply communication here on earth. So in the same way that there is, or rather there should be, a universal language for the earth, for the people of earth to understand one another, there is a cosmic language, which is another level of consciousness. Therefore, it is a different vibration, a different sound, another dimension. So our language of our region is to be preserved as a means of harmony, of harmonization, and of deepening certain aspects of unity, of life there. And there is this language of the Earth universe, which is this universal language, and attempts are being made to implement it. And there is the I Ching language, that is this cosmic form of communication. Now, for us to call on the hierarchy, or for us to contact superterrestrial consciousnesses from here, we do this in our own language. But if we can also communicate in Yiding, and Yiding is not to be found in any book, any dictionary, any grammar textbook, Yiding is not taught. So while we use this cosmic language, we use this Yiding because we are still being trained, we are still being worked on, so that this can begin to happen. We have the language that we know today, the one we use here on Earth. This question brought out a clarification, so it was very welcome.